With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
And welcome to With Heart and Voice, where we explore the wonderful repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of great listening. Thanks for joining me. On today's program, we'll celebrate something of a birthday bonanza with February composer birthdays of Jean Alain, George Frederick Handel, Felix Mendelssohn, and Charles-Marie Vidor. We'll hear great sacred choral and organ music performed by Hans Davidson, Jack Michener, The 16, the Choir of St. John's College, Cambridge, and others. We'll kick off the celebration, not with music by one of our birthday composers, but with a hymn celebrating the God-given gift of music in all its forms. The hymn, All Praise to God for Song God Gives, contains words by Carlton Buck and music by Dale Wood. David Whedon leads the Princeton Seminary singers, accompanied by brass and organ. All Praise to God for Song God Gives, with music by Dale Wood. The Princeton Seminary singers were led by David Whedon. Our first February birthday composer is Felix Mendelssohn, born February 3, 1809. And though he only lived to be 38 years old, he was quite prolific in many genres. We'll hear the opening movement of his first sonata for organ, Allegro Moderato, from the Sonata in F Minor. Hans Davidsson plays the Sjörlän organ from 1806 in Gammelkill, Sweden.
Thank you.
Allegro moderato from the first organ sonata by Felix Mendelssohn. Hans Davidson performed. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Completed just 1 year before his death, Elijah is probably the most often performed of Mendelssohn's oratorios, the others being St. Paul from 1836 and Christus, left unfinished at his death in 1847. From the first part of Elijah, we'll hear the semi-chorus setting of verses from Psalm 91 in six parts, "For he shall give his angels charge over thee," followed by an alto recitative recounting a portion of the story of the prophet. The London Symphony Chorus and Orchestra are led by Richard Hickox and are joined by alto Linda Finney. Music from Elijah by Felix Mendelssohn. We heard the semi-chorus, "For he shall give his angels charge over thee," followed by the recitative, "Now Cherith's Brook." Alto soloist Linda Finney joined the London Symphony Chorus and Orchestra, all directed by Richard Hickox. Our next birthday composer also lived quite a short life. Jean Alain was born into a family of musicians and organists on February 3, 1911. He began composing at the age of 18, and continued until the outbreak of World War II 10 years later. It was in that war that he lost his life at the age of 29. His music is infused with a variety of influences, from plain chant to exotic Eastern melodies and rhythms. We'll listen to two pieces that exhibit different aspects of his musical identity. First, the haunting and mysterious Vocalise Dorienne, to which Alain's father added the text of Ave Maria following Jean's death. That'll be followed by perhaps his best-known organ work, Litanies, characterized by a rhythmic, melodic motive which gains in insistence and intensity until it explodes into full organ at the end. Soprano Christy Johns sings the Ave Maria Vocalise Dorienne, accompanied by Wilma Jensen. Jack Michener performs Litanies on the Fisk organ in Finney Chapel at Oberlin College. Music of Jean Alain on With Heart and Voice. Litanies by Jean Alain, performed by Jack Michener at Oberlin College. Earlier, soprano Christy Johns sang the vocalese Dorian Ave Maria by Alain, accompanied by Wilma Jensen. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Though he was a Protestant throughout his life, one of Mendelssohn's most beautiful choral settings is of an Ave Maria for tenor, eight-part choir, and organ. One commentator said of it, "The music speaks so convincingly of Mary's sanctity that it could lead a non-Catholic to her." David Hill leads the choir of St. John's College, Cambridge. The choir of St. John's College, Cambridge sang Ave Maria by Felix Mendelssohn. Alan Clayton was tenor soloist, David Hill conducted, and John Robinson accompanied. Unlike the first two of our birthday composers, George Frederick Handel, the third in our quartet today, lived a full life of 74 years and was extremely popular in his own time. Among the various posts he held, both in his native Germany and in his adopted home England, was as composer in residence to the Duke of Chandos in 1717 and 1718. During that time, among other works, he composed 11 Chandos anthems, essentially cantatas on various psalm texts and written for the somewhat limited vocal and instrumental forces at hand. From the seventh of these anthems, setting Psalm 89, we'll hear the second movement for soprano and chorus, My Song Shall Be Alway of the Loving Kindness of the Lord. Patrizia Cavella sings with the 16. Harry Christophers directs.
My song shall
A portion of Shandos Anthem No. 7, My Song Shall Be Always by George Frideric Handel. Harry Christophers led the 16 with soprano Patrizia Cavella. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Our final birthday composer for February is legendary 19th and early 20th century French organist Charles-Marie Vidor. He was born February 21, 1844 in Lyon, but spent most of his life and career in Paris. From his 7th Symphony in A minor, we'll hear organist Jeremy David Tarrant perform the opening movement, Moderato. He plays the Cassavant organ at First Presbyterian Church in Kirkwood, Missouri.
Thank you.
Moderato from Organ Symphony No. 7 by Charles-Marie Vidor. Jeremy David Tarrant performed on the organ of First Presbyterian Church in Kirkwood, Missouri. More music from Mendelssohn's Elijah is coming up. We'll listen to the last two portions of Part 1 of the oratorio, a dialogue between Obadiah, Elijah, a youth, and the gathered people of Israel, concluding with the chorus, "Thanks be to God." Arthur Davies is Obadiah, Willard White is Elijah, Jeremy Budd is the youth, and the London Symphony Chorus and Orchestra are all led by Richard Hickox.
O man of God, help thy people, among the idols of the Gentiles are many, that can command the rain, or cause the hands to give the showers. The Lord our God alone can do.
Mercies, thy mercies bring mercy.
The closing portions of Part 1 of Elijah by Felix Mendelssohn. Richard Hickox led soloists with the London Symphony Chorus and Orchestra. Thank you for joining me for today's program as we've listened to music to celebrate the February birthdays of four wonderful composers. I hope you've enjoyed the selections I've chosen and found them to be meaningful and inspiring. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. This program is available for on-demand listening on our website, withheartandvoice.org. We hope you'll like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You can also send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for another edition of With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.